Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 247 of your favourite Formula One show. Yes, Jamie and I return this week with, well, I guess a special celebration episode in which we've got nothing planned because Jamie183, after months and months of begging and moaning and, well, not moaning necessarily, but just appealing to our vast audience and network of followers and fans, we've finally reached 1k subscribers over on the YouTube. It's a great day.
It really was, on whatever day it was. And shout out to the person who commented that they were the 1,000th subscriber.
Yes.
Unreal stuff. So yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for that. Scenes. Obviously, we've been chilling on YouTube for 4.5 years now.
When did I create the podcast channel a long time ago, and then we didn't post on it for ages.
It was late as well, so we started on your channel, didn't we, back in the day?
We started on my channel. The podcast channel was created on the 17th of May, 2022. Episodes weren't really going up for a long time on that channel. Probably.
But the podcast started at the beginning of 2021, so that's pretty good. And we chose a good year to start, that's for sure.
We certainly
imagine
did.
Imagine we started in 2023.
The amount of people I know that's like, because we kind of got in a bit early, didn't we, over a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
The amount of people I know that started one in 2023 and then gave up because it was so boring. But, you know, Jamie and I are here for the long haul. You know, we've sat through some pretty terrible F1 seasons in our time.
We really have.
So we're not going anywhere. So I guess now we've just got to ask that you try and help us get to 2,000 subscribers. In the future.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone.
Exactly. Anybody that might care about Formula One, I'm sure they want to listen to us ramble on. Because I think this week, Jamie, it's going to be a little bit of a rambly episode, isn't it? We're right through the depths of a weird little break that isn't a summer break, but is kind of like a precursor to the summer break. But it's the world of Formula One. Things are constantly moving, aren't they? And I think and probably biggest talking point we've got this week is that Cadillac apparently are making big strides in signing their 2026 drivers.
Yeah, they are actually. And it's been kind of, I mean, ever since, January, I feel like, maybe even earlier, that Sergio Perez is probably in one of those seats just by virtue of being the best free agent available, probably. And yeah, obviously the North American connection with Cadillac and Perez being from Mexico. So it does make sense, I think. But yeah, the rumour was kicking around, and Perez is a name that keeps on coming up in relation. Obviously, he was there in Miami when they did their launch at the Grand Prix. There's a lot of good free agents on the market at the moment, but Perez, yeah, probably is the best one. And it looks like he will be sat in one of those seats come 2026, which is good. I think Perez has got more to give in the sport, and it was a shame for him to go out the way he did, especially since his replacements haven't exactly been glowing, have they, at Red Bull? So
no,
perhaps we treated him too harshly.
It's one of those horrible things, isn't it? Because, I mean, we've said it for years, haven't we? That, you know, it being in that second Red Bull seat is just basically a death nail for you, isn't it? You know, and I think and every time people say it's like, oh, this time around it might be different, and it just never is. I mean, even now that first seat over the last couple of races has started to become a bit of a death nail as well, to be completely honest. And the whole team seems to be just becoming a bit of a death nail as we keep rambling on about in recent times. But, I mean, I've done it in F1 25 career mode, Jamie, as well. I'm just going to put it out there. But I genuinely think there is a fantastic business to be had in Formula 1 right now of just picking up Red Bull rejects. Drivers that have failed at Red Bull that are kind of like tainted goods. I think Perez is still got, unless something, you know, a bit like a Daniel Ricciardo coming back after, you know, some tough times elsewhere. Perez, I feel like, could be more of an Albon or a Gasly of get out of the Red Bull program and really start delivering again. And I think he could be fantastic bang for the buck for Cadillac.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact, you know, there's no transfer fee, as it were. You know, he's not under contract
somewhere else.
Just makes it quite low-hanging fruit for them. And the difference with Perez is that he had a long and successful career before Red Bull. So, you know, come in 2020, we thought he was out. And that win in Sakhir on the oval was basically what revived his F1 hopes. And then in 21 and 22, he was very good. And 23, to be fair. He was all right, I think.
23, he'd already beginning started of the to fall end. Off.
Yeah, but 2021 especially, I don't think Max wins the World Championship without Perez as teammate.
Oh, absolutely so, not.
Yeah, I think it's only really, well, after four races of 24, wasn't it? I think Miami 23 broke his spirit when he qualified on pole and lost to Max from ninth in equal cars. And it really, that was a turning point for him and Max's relationship, was he just never could hold a candle to Verstappen from that point onwards. So,
well, it was that, wasn't it, Monaco as well?
Yeah, he had a shocker in Monaco, didn't he?
No, sorry, I'm thinking of Monaco 22, aren't I? Even when the trust was broken. Because the Max camp was just adamant that he deliberately bit.
Oh, crashed on purpose.
Which, based on what Leclerc did the year before, or 2 years... the year before, wasn't it, in 21? I don't know why anybody would ever attempt that. I'm still not convinced that's actually what happened either. It's one of those things, isn't it? Especially when you suddenly are in a world championship winning car. Like, it's near impossible for drivers to stay friends in those scenarios, because your whole job is to beat the other driver,
especially in such a dominant car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's why dominant pairings don't stay together very long.
The likes of when Button and Hamilton were teammates at McLaren, that was slightly easier because they never had a car that was ahead of the rest, so they could actually work together to try and topple whoever it was, probably usually Red Bull, to be fair. But then you look at Vettel and Webber, and that was because they were the lead car. They both thought they were good enough to win the World Championship and fell out, basically. And you see it with Hamilton Rosberg. You're seeing the beginnings of it with Piastri and Norris, I want to say. But
a little bit, yeah. I certainly think it's you're seeing the early stages of it, aren't you? It's just what happens in Formula One. I think people sometimes forget the fact that you've literally got 20 drivers, or 19 drivers and Lance Stroll, that have literally spent their entire lives winning. Like, to
Stroll won F3.
Yeah, but even then, that was team order. Team orders in round one of Euro F3, JB, is absolute. Like, the audacity of that is absolutely insane.
It is. But yeah, these drivers have given their entire lives to win the F1 World Championship.
Exactly.
So they're not, you know, they're not going to prioritize remaining friends with a stranger across the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, over winning the championship, potentially. So, yeah, we shall see. I hope the McLarens fall out, because it will make it more entertaining for us all. So
it'll give us much more to talk about on our road for 2,000 subscribers on the channel.
Exactly. Who do you think is getting a second Cadillac seat?
Well, this is exactly what I was just about to say, because the other rumour at the moment as well, and I genuinely think this will be a banging lineup, is Valtteri Bottas.
I think if Caddy
can hook that up, Perez and Bottas, I think they have got a wildly underrated driver lineup.
Yeah, what would that? Have they got, like, I want to say 17 GP wins between them?
I've got to be about that, hasn't it? And countless podiums.
Bottas had 10. Yeah. And both of them, well, their teammates have won 9 world championships with them as teammate.
Yep.
Which is a bit mad.
8, isn't it?
4
each.
But Hamilton didn't... I thought Hamilton won...
17, 18, oh, yeah, 19, it's only 4. 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
21, four I suppose. Each. That's so crazy. 5 for Lewis, 3 for Max.
I wonder who'd be the number one. Because they're both so used to being number
this
2.
This is the fascinating thing, isn't it? I don't genuinely believe Cadillac would play the number one role. But what would be fascinating is who would do better. Yeah, I'd be intrigued to see which driver would perform better. Because they've
Perez has more experience in different cars, doesn't he? As in, Bottas only drove a Williams and a Mercedes. Yep. Only Alfa Romeo.
And
saying
Sauber.
That, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot that he went there for a few years. Yeah, I think it'd be fascinating. Yeah. I still get the feeling it won't be both of them.
Well, this
lineup.
Is the thing, isn't it? Because we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, that Alpine apparently want to get Bottas in alongside Gasly. I'm going to make the assumption that if Bottas doesn't go to Alpine, it's because he's already got something in place with Cadillac. Because let's not forget, Bottas did that funny Instagram thing a few weeks ago of someone, Bottas, have you seen my car? Oh, a Cadillac. Yeah, that's quite nice, isn't it? I quite like that.
He was like, nice seat, or whatever it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get the idea of two experienced drivers for a brand new upstart team. Obviously, Graham Lowden is in place as team principal, who was... bought Manor into the sport
Yep.
With mixed success, I think.
Yep.
They lasted longer than the rest of them, but
they certainly did.
Never got up to much, did they, really?
It's always one of those things I would be so intrigued to know with Mana. And this was actually something else I was thinking about a few days ago, Jamie. Of, obviously, when Haas came in, that effectively pushed out Mana.
Well, it pushed out, it was either going to be Salva or Mana that drop off the grid.
Exactly.
Based on who finished 11th in the championship.
Pretty much.
In 2016.
Pretty much. Could we see the same thing with Cadillac coming in? That it pushes someone out?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money in the sport now, generally. So, and I think they've adjusted the Concorde, I want to say.
They have. So all teams, I believe,
back in the day,
get prize money.
11th and below got no prize money, which is just brutal when your 10th place finishers getting like millions.
Yep.
So I think the adjustment, which is why the team principals were so against an 11th team, was because the cake's getting sliced thinner now, because prize money will go to 11th place. So,
but you think... on the other side of that, Cadillac have also had to pay in, so that covers like
next
10 years worth of that slightly smaller percent. Because effectively, you're going from, in simplest terms, 10% down to
9.1%.
Like it's
roughly.
Yeah, it's like.
But then all the
teams'
budgets,
isn't it?
All the teams' budgets work. They're pushed to capacity, aren't they? So if you're just taking off even a 0.9%,
a Ferrari, a Mercedes, a Red Bull, a McLaren, they aren't the teams that.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
But the one I'm thinking of is James Vowles is pretty vocal against it at Williams. So
yeah,
and they probably are going to be a little bit affected. But then they're probably going to finish fifth this year, so it won't bother them at all.
Hopefully, hopefully so.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see a younger driver in that seat, maybe like someone like Drugovic, someone like Vesti has been mentioned. I think Joe Bottas would be funny just
Good
to
Lord.
Go and steal.
I haven't seen Vesti mentioned. The only one I've really seen is Jack Crawford out of Formula 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got the pick of the bunch, really, or pick of the bunch who aren't already in the sport, at least.
Yeah, this is the weird thing, isn't it? It doesn't feel like there's any current drivers in talks with them.
Yeah, but I don't see why they would be, because everyone's kind of locked themselves in for the first year of 26, haven't they? So
they
won't, and it's such an unknown quantity. I think all teams, is there any team you'd be actively trying to leave at the moment in F1 apart from Red Bull?
I was going to say Red Bull, Alpine probably.
But Alpine, even they've got a Mercedes engine to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so I suppose, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, let's be fair, you haven't got to worry about leaving Alpine. They're just going to sack you.
They'll sack
point.
You anyway, yeah. Exactly.
Unless your name's Pierre Gasly. Which, to be fair, Pierre Gasly doesn't deserve to be sacked. Maybe out like
no,
I'm salty about
well.
Pierre then. Colin Pinto is apparently staying, Jamie. For
well,
now.
As in we've heard no news, so I guess from his point of view, no news is good news. So
probably.
He probably will be driving that car until the summer break, which is two races away.
Yep.
If he crashes in one of those two races with a driver error, that's probably it.
I reckon that'll be curtains, yeah, if that happens.
Yeah, and the writing is definitely on the wall, isn't it? And it feels a bit like what we have with Logan Sargeant.
Or Jack Doohan, literally this year.
Yeah. Was Logan Sargeant only a year ago? I guess he
23.
Was.
23. No, it was 24, wasn't it? 23 and
because he was sacked for Colapinto. Pinto. This is how it all started.
Yeah. Wild, isn't it? Absolutely wild.
Crazy.
So, if you had to predict right now, Jamie, who are you saying is Cadillac's lineup for next year? Two drivers.
I think... I want it to be Perez Drugovic. I think it'll probably be Perez Bottas.
You want it to be Drugovic? Interesting.
I think he deserves a shot. Every time he's done practice, he's been on par with the other two Aston Martin drivers. So
yeah,
I think
that's not that
to
difficult. You've got a pensioner and Lance Stroll in the car.
But even so, they're decent F1 drivers still. Alonso's a very good F1 driver still, especially in race pace. Saying that, he's not been outqualified in a year. So
No, but again, it's Lance Stroll. It's a pretty low barrier, isn't it? I think this is the weird thing, though, isn't it? Because again, and I know we've ranted about it a few times before, and I don't know whether you watch much Formula 2 anymore, but I still try to pretty much every time I can. When are they going to fix the issue that Formula 2 is no longer anywhere near a good barometer for Formula 1 speed?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
I'm gutted as well, because for the first time in ages, I didn't manage to watch the sprint in Silverstone. First time Fornaroli wins in the Formula 1 official feeder series. I was gutted with that.
Yeah. Was it, an F3 was funny, wasn't it, when they're all in slicks or dry, or wet, sorry.
Oh, yeah, there was half and half, yeah. And then they just red flagged it anyway.
Yeah, the rain got pretty mental. So, yeah, I think... we've seen in F2, haven't we? I think the most impressive rookies this year
have Alex been Dunn. Absolutely.
Probably, no, it's in, I'm thinking F1 rookies who were
oh, sorry.
Last year. So,
yeah.
Probably Hadjar has been a standout.
This is the thing. But Hadjar's done very well as a standout because I don't think people expected him to do that well.
Yeah.
Like all of
but
them.
But he also finished second.
Yeah. All of them, I'd argue, with the exception of Doohan, of course, and now Colapinto, have done better,
pretty well.
I think. Yeah, or at least have done well or better than expected. Because, obviously, your Behrmanns and your Antonellis were very hyped coming in. If anything, Behrmann has been slightly disappointing more recently. A couple of really
silly
errors.
He's been unlucky.
As well, but a few silly errors.
And also, the points discrepancy between him and Ocon should not be as big as it is.
Is it that bad, is it? I've completely forgot.
It is quite bad, yeah. Behrmann's like 18th and Ocon's 10th in the championship, I want to say.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they always qualify together, and Behrmann tends to get no points and Ocon gets a few points.
Yeah, Behrmann's on 6. Yeah, I thought Behrmann had more than that. I guess when Behrmann has scored, it's not like Bahrain, for example, is a really good drive. I mean, to be fair, he's only 4 points behind a Red Bull. He's doing all right.
Well, that for Ocon's what? 17 points ahead of Red Bull.
he's also 142 behind the other one, so, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Haas, Gene Haas drove a Haas at Goodwood. Did you see that? That was quite fun.
He did, yeah. Haas, now they've finally got some Toyota money in, it's great to see them actually be able to do some fun stuff for a change.
Yeah, not just selling boats on Drive to Survive. That was a bit cringe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was quite fun. Eric Komatsu was there as well, as the two drivers are both there. And I think it's a good sign, because Gene Haas, obviously he was heavily involved at the beginning of Haas's life, and then when they had a bit of a dip, when they signed Mick Schumacher and the other one, Mazepin, they kind of dropped off the radar. Or Gene Haas certainly did, didn't they? So it's nice to see him back.
He has also had a lot of problems with his NASCAR team in more recent years. And then all the stuff about apparently supplying Russia with things.
Yeah,
so he has had a few other bits on his plate more recently.
Yeah, but it's nice to see him caring about the team again. They're definitely on an upward trajectory. Even though they are probably going to finish 9th or 10th in the championship this year.
Yeah.
But
yeah. The focus has got to be on 26 now, I think, sensibly for them. Also, Jamie, we're talking about Haas. I don't know if you saw this. I think it's next month they're going to be running their first ever private test in old machinery. They're going over to Fuji. I assume it's going to be Toyota
doing all of it.
But that's going to be... That's quite a landmark moment in a really weird way for Haas, I think.
And having Fuji Speedway back is what a racetrack that is.
Yeah, fantastic. I honestly know I've said it before on the podcast, I think Fuji and Suzuka should either run alternating or back-to-back weekends, because I think you
probably
could get enough, I think you could get enough Japanese support that you could host two races running
what
back-to-back
are you dropping
weekends
to have two Japanese races.
Yeah, but you don't need to drop anything, you just leave, like, we've got a 2-week gap now, just move everything a week
back. They've basically put a limit on the number of races. We're stuck on 24, which is good. I think that's probably one or two too many.
Run a Wednesday night race at Fuji. That would go hard. Imagine that Wednesday, because obviously it'd be Wednesday afternoon here. That would be so cool.
Oh, well, when everyone's at work, fantastic.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd be watching.
You wouldn't be. True.
Exactly.
I'd be watching as well. Realistically. Red Bull. We haven't spoken about them enough yet.
No. No, the downfall continues.
Max Verstappen. Ralf Schumacher is weirdly on it when it comes to Red Bull news. I don't know what source he's got.
I assume he's trying to cover off funds to make sure his kid can still race like F3 or something. I don't even know.
Maybe
it's Jos
Verstappen.
Anymore.
They were teammates, weren't they, at one point?
Were they? They probably were, like, overlapping oddly, but were they? Are you sure?
I can't think of it where. Maybe
no,
they weren't. But they were definitely on the grid at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ralf Schumacher announced to the world that Max Verstappen's private plane was about to go to Sardinia, which is where Toto Wolff was going as well. And then some Reddit users found Verstappen's private plane on Skyscanner, and it was. And there they were, Toto and Max having a little meeting in Sardinia. So that is interesting.
Can I just say, on a slightly unrelated note, I think it's absolutely fantastic that air flight data is publicly accessible. It's one of those few things that I'm staggered they still allow, but I absolutely love it. Because I don't think incredibly rich people should be able to hide away from it. They shouldn't be able to fly around anomalously.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, who doesn't love a bit of sky scanner?
Exactly. Flight Radar 24. Flight Radar, sky scanner's the airline ticket pricing.
Yeah. I do love sky scanner. It's very true.
Yeah, you travel.
But Flight Radar is good as well. Hashtag ad. No. Yeah, I could Max go? I mean, we've spoken about it plenty of times. I still don't think he's going for 26.
No.
To Mercedes.
No. Yeah, I'm not optimistic. I don't know why. The thing is, I want to see Joel stay at Merck, to be honest. I don't want to see him then suddenly get lumbered with the Red Bull. Because I just have no confidence in it. I just, like, again, people know I'm not a Max fan. I just want to see him suffer in that car for a couple more years.
Well, he's got 4 world championships beforehand, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly. So suffer for a while, like the rest of us have to.
Had to. You're not anymore. Yeah, also on Red Bull, obviously recently sacked Christian Horner. His good friend from Oxfordshire, or wherever he's from, Jeremy Clarkson, thinks he's going to go to Alpine. I don't know how much we trust Jeremy Clarkson on as F1 source.
Well, he famously said, didn't he, before Silverstone that it wasn't going to rain, and then immediately it started raining.
Yes, but to be fair to him, he called that knew he would go to Aston Martin at the Bahrain Grand Prix.
Everyone had been calling that, though.
Nah, but he was the first.
I hate this idea that people are saying. The only one I will genuinely say in recent times that Jeremy absolutely nailed when it came to Formula 1 was Silverstone last year, when he was like, it's raining, Hamilton or Alonso is going to be on top. Hamilton was on top. That one was a good call.
That was a good call. And he said the experienced drivers will do well this year. And look who came 19th to third. The second, third most experienced.
I was going to say, Lando and Oscar won. I mean, they're fairly experienced, but I wouldn't exactly say they're right.
There we go.
The top.
I don't hate the idea of Christian Horner going to Alpine.
I think it makes sense. Just get all the like slimy people in one team, I guess.
I don't think he's done with F1. He's still relatively young in terms of team principles. So
is he anymore? Really?
We'll probably see him back. He must be in his 50s.
Yeah, I know, and I'm trying to think. Most team principles are 50s or younger now. We don't really have an old person team principal anymore. It was always Franz Tost.
He's 51. He's 51, Christian Horner.
Fair enough. So he's a bit younger than Toto. He's a bit younger than Freddie
older,
V.
Isn't he?
Yeah. But Freddie V's just great. He just gives off great granddad vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
We love
Freddie
V.
He really does. I could, if we could have a guest of any of the team principals, for content, I would like James Vowles because I think he's excellent at communicating. But for vibes, it would be
absolutely. Fred Vasseur would be incredible. Absolutely incredible to get on. If you could have anybody, Jamie, who you just think would make for a great podcast episode from the F1 world on the show, who would you go with?
To be honest, it would probably be someone like Mark Webber or David Coulthard, just because I think they're really interesting.
Yeah.
And they know how to, they know what podcasting's about, and they would tell you the right things.
Does Mark Webber?
Mark Webber's been on a few podcasts.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. DC definitely, I think, would be an interesting one. It's one of those ones, isn't it, where you want someone that was in the sport a while ago, because we just want to ask. Well, if DC came on, you wouldn't have any idea. Because you never remember whenever he's won.
Zero time race winner. But Martin Brundle too would be excellent, I think. He would be, he's a great communicator.
Absolutely.
Or you know, Lewis Hamilton, if you're listening. You know.
Yeah, Lewis. He was gone wild on Twitter yesterday. That was quite funny. He just decided to log in for an hour and just have some fun with it, which is always great. But yeah, Lewis.
Everybody discovered Google Maps.
Yeah, that's always incredible. That's always brilliant. Jamie, do you want to do your quiz?
Yeah, let's do it. I feel like we're rambling a lot.
We are rambling.
Let's get some structure
back.
It's
a proper rambly episode. No, this is going to be a rambly quiz for you as well, sir. Don't you fear.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Don't you fear. So I thought about this quiz. It must have been about a week ago. Actually, you're not going to be on a time limit. You're all right.
Okay.
It's going to be a simple until you get one wrong.
Yeah.
You have to name me every Formula One world champion except any that won back-to-back championships, but only if it was exactly two back-to-back. So if they won three in a row, they're fine. If they won them sporadically, it's fine. You just need to name
Let me ask a clarifying question.
Fine.
if they won two back to back,
the way
and
I should have
five back to back.
So the way I should have worded it is they didn't win exactly two championships in a row at any point.
So Michael Schumacher counts as an answer. That's all I'm asking.
No.
He doesn't.
No, because he won 94, 95.
As long but he then won five more.
No, yeah, but he won. All I'm saying is, as long as they never won exactly two in a row.
Two in a row. Okay, so we're going to Sebastian Vettel this. Let's go. Okay. Right.
There's 26 answers.
Max Emiliano Verstappen.
Correct.
Lewis Hamilton.
Incorrect. That's one. You're out.
Sorry?
2014-15.
Oh, flip it.
I thought that would catch you.
I thought he did one and then six in a row for some reason. What an idiot. All right, restart. Run it back.
No, you're getting scored for one. I'll let you carry on.
But I'm carrying
on. Scored for one. That's
what
incredible.
A fool.
The thing is, when I thought of this quiz, I was like, I reckon Hamilton would catch him out and he's going to be really annoyed with himself.
Why did I think that? That's so dumb. Okay. Nico Rosberg, of course.
Oh, that might genuinely be the best moment we've ever had. That's right up there with... who was it without eyebrows? Nico Rosberg without eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
I still think about that regularly.
And Britt Ferrari driving
Britt Ferrari
in his F4
as well.
Nico Rosberg.
Nico Rosberg, yep.
Sebastian Vettel. I'm going to have to be really careful now.
Yep.
Jenson Button.
Correct.
Not Lewis Hamilton.
Not Lewis Hamilton. That's so funny.
Kimi Raikkonen.
Correct.
Not Alonso. Not Schumacher. Not Hakkinen. Jacques Villeneuve.
Correct.
Damon Hill.
Correct.
Oh, this is confusing. Did Senna or Prost ever win back-to-back? I think they both did. I think they both did it. Prost won 93, 90, 89, and 86, I want to say. So obviously 89, 90 was back-to-back. Senna won 88, 91, and... Maybe Senna didn't. No, 90 and 91 he did. Nigel Mansell.
Correct.
Nelson Piquet.
Correct.
I think he got three individually. Yeah,
he did three separately. 81, 83, 87, I believe.
Seven,
if I remember correctly.
Niki Lauda's were all independent.
Correct. 75,
77, 84. Alan Nope. Yep.
Alan Nope.
Is that his name? Is that Alan Jones? Did he win the championship?
He did. Correct.
Early 80s always just does me in. Keke Rosberg.
Correct.
Phil Hill.
Correct.
He's in the 60s.
He's getting sporadic now.
Graham Hill.
Correct.
Only won one, I believe.
No, won two.
Oh, he did
just
win
two. Quite far apart.
Farina. Let's go all the way back.
All the way back to the real OG. Correct?
Fangio won one and then four.
He did. Correct.
Ascari won back to back. Mike Hawthorne.
Correct. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 still to go.
I believe Jackie Stewart didn't win any back-to-back.
He didn't. 69, 71, 73.
Yeah.
Or 67, 69, 71, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. Him and Fittipaldi just decided to keep swapping them over for a while.
Emerson Fittipaldi, thank
Correct.
You. Correct. I'm James Hunt. I haven't heard him yet.
Yep, correct.
This is, quite difficult.
One multiple world champion left. That was going to be your original quiz. I was just going to make it multiple champions that never
Well, I still would have
exactly
got it wrong immediately.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to channel Sebastian Vettel. I've watched that video so much. Is it 70s? I'm guessing it's 70s.
There's 70s and 60s.
Okay.
I believe. And maybe one from the 50s? No, 60s. 60s and 70s. Okay. All you got left. You're literally missing five single time champions and one.
Jack Brabham?
Incorrect.
Oh, well, there we go. I'll call it there.
Jack Brabham won.
He won three, but I guess
59 and 60. And then 66.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. So I think one's going to. The multiple champion, I think, is going to surprise slash annoy you.
I always forget whoever won in 1970. Was that Alan Jones? Did I get him?
1970 was, in fact, Jochen Rindt.
Oh, of course. And Jody Scheckter. Oh, you set me
you
off.
You forgot Jody Scheckter. You forgot Mario Andretti, Denny Holm, and John Surtees. All single time champions. Yeah. The one that I thought I was really intrigued to know whether you would get or whether you wouldn't, Jim Clark. Obviously, only a two time world champion, 63-65. You also managed to get Alain Prost and Senna right, but completely forgot which years Prost won. I don't know which three you gave me and which four you gave me, but it was terrible.
So Prost won 93, yes. Definitely. I said 86, 89, and 90.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that was
right.
He
didn't win 90, because then you also said Senna won 90, which was correct. Prost won 85,
so it was 88,
86. No.
Oh.
85, 86, 89, 93.
Wow. In my head, Lauda won 85, but I guess that was 84.
No, Lauda won 84, otherwise Prost would have won three in a row.
Oh, there you go. Well,
but you still only got one. Which
I only got one
good.
Point. I can't believe that. That was terrible.
I thought that would throw you out.
The fact that I love Nico Rosberg and I just forgot that he
forgot
Hamilton's
which
run.
Year he won was brilliant.
Well, apologies to the viewers for messing up that one, but
yeah,
we did a good effort anyway.
You didn't. You got one point. That might be. I think that's up there with one of the worst ones we've done in a while. Have we got anything else to add, though, Jamie? I think we've smashed everything we wanted to. It's been a fairly rambly one, but a good one.
Yeah. I don't think we've got much more to add.
No, I think we...
Wimbledon final was good.
Yeah, nobody really cares, though, do they? Am I right?
I mean, let us know, viewers. Matt's uncivilized and doesn't watch any tennis.
Why would I watch tennis? It's just...
Did anyone in the comments watch Wimbledon? I did.
I'm sure some people did, but I... Like, it's just... What I don't get about tennis now, Jamie, is I swear for a while it was only the women that grunt. Why now do the men grunt as well?
Nah, not everyone.
It's just
does.
All
it's...
grunting.
Sabalenka just does it. That's her thing. But most people don't.
No, every single one I watch grunts. They just all are like, ugh, every time. It's really annoying.
You try and hit a ball at 100 miles an hour without grunting.
I'm sure I could. Well, not quite 100 miles an hour, but I'm sure I could hit a ball without grunting.
Yeah, you probably could. But you wouldn't be winning the Wimbledon final. So.
No, probably not.
Liam Lawson
not
was
minted.
There. That's related.
Liam Lawson was there. Well, I saw a few of them
was,
there, weren't they? Daniel Ricciardo
was
there.
Court.
I love the fact people are sad that he's not coming back, even though he's literally there going, like, I don't want to.
Yeah. He's living his best life down in Perth, isn't he?
He certainly is. He said, why would you want to leave Australia again, man? I'd emigrate. I'd emigrate tomorrow. We're getting off track, though, Jamie. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. Make sure, like we said, get yourself subscribed, leave a like on the video. It really does help us out. Follow us on, obviously, all that good stuff. Apple, Spotify. I think we're on Spotify as well, aren't we? I can't remember where we're even
Spotify.
At. We're on Spotify as well.
You do the editing, have you?
I do all the editing, but then it's all automated about where it goes to. I have a piece of kit that sends it all out to places.
Wow, behind the curtain.
Exactly. But anyway... Jamie and I will return. I think we're going to... No, because next week is Belgium preview, isn't it? We've got a few bits planned for the summer break. But we're halfway through like this weird little break. We're getting there, ladies and gents.